I think we should just move on with our lives from that and begin maybe the second episode here and see if we can claw back some credibility.
Okay.
Webcomics Company Podcast. Visit www.webcomics.co.
Welcome to the Webcomics Company Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about advertising in webcomics. And our panel today comprise of Zoe Robinson at various websites, including alloverthehouse.net, inkproofcanon.com, The Life of Knob T. Mouse at knobmouse.net, and The Webcomic Builder at webcomicbuilder.com. We've got Luke Searle of lukesearle.com, and hello, and Luke Healy of swanienook.com.
Hello.
In absentia today, we've got Matt Dyson of mukio.com, and he won't say hello because he's not here. And I'm James Spence of Girls in Space at girlsinspace.co.uk. Hello, everyone.
Hello, well done.
One of us should have played Matt. Hello! I don't know.
I don't think we could mimic his accent.
I thought it had been a while since we'd gone through all of your sites, Zoe, so I thought I would give you the full list there. So.
I know, and in the last 5 minutes of the podcast...
you didn't forget ZoeRobinson.com, though.
Oh, no!
forgot it. You have to do the podcast in your pants.
That's not something anyone would want to see. So I suppose appropriate that I should mention all those websites when we're talking about advertising. Yes, advertising is the subject today, and I suppose there's two different ways you can look at advertising. One is from the point of view of advertising your own comic and creating adverts, and the other one is how you can make money off your comic by hosting adverts on your site. So how about we start by having a wee chat let's start with hosting adverts on your site. So can I ask who actually of you guys currently have ad spaces on your sites?
I do.
I do not.
And you do not.
Booking the curve there.
I'm afraid I'm going to be fairly extraneous to this discussion, as I do neither of these advertising options.
In that case, that brings up a good point, because you'll be able to talk from the point of view of someone who doesn't advertise but will see adverts.
I am the control group in this, this experiment, yeah.
So what's made you decide not to go with having ad slots on your site, Luke?
I could say it's a great principled stance on anything, but to be honest, it's laziness, really, in putting them in. And from what I think of the... Of what numbers I get and what cash I probably get out, it's probably not a I'm probably not missing out on enough money to really worry about it and worry about the aesthetics of my site. I've got a design I'm fairly happy with now, and I don't really want to mess with it so much. I'm not a big fan of advertising as a general philosophical concept, but To be honest, it's lack of adverts on my side. Actually, advertising was mostly laziness on my part rather than a great stance. That's another thing that I could spend some time designing some ads and some things out and putting some ads on, but I'd prefer just to spend that time drawing. And, yeah. So that's it. It's not a great. It's not a great crusading stance, but yeah.
In which case, let me flip the question to the rest of the panel and ask why you guys have got ad spaces on your sites and do you guys advertise?
I've just finished a campaign actually on All of the House, so yes, I definitely advertise. But the main reason I have the adverts is it helps me to find new comics.
Right.
The websites that I go to are somewhat limited when it comes to comics, the ones that I like to look at, and you see the same adverts again and again and again, but on my own site I seem to get a wide variety, so it helps me find new things.
Do you find that you get like a lot of adverts kind of coming up on your site?
I do, I get weird things, random things from Groupon all the way through to new and interesting webcomics.
Do you use is it Project Wonderful you've got on yours, or Google Ads, or another one?
I have both. I'm one of those annoying people that has 4 adverts on the site, but I've laid them out so that it doesn't look like the site is full of adverts.
Right.
It's quite a long website, and the Google ones come a bit further down.
Yeah.
So it works out quite well for me.
Excellent. Luke, do you've got as well, don't you?
I have a single Project Wonderful half banner.
I'm currently looking at it, and it's currently advertising your own site.
It defaults to that, yeah.
Okay, I just wondering if you had started taking ads on yourself and right, somehow.
No, it's just because I've got no traffic recently because I'm updating. It's defaulted back to my own thing. Although, to be honest, I never really got much bids on European traffic. The only, when I say money I've made, I mean like tiniest few cents. You know, the only money I've ever made is usually on American traffic, or very occasionally on Canadian. So, in general, if you're in Europe, you will only see ads for Swanee Nook on Swanee Nook.
I've noticed something similar. It takes ages before anyone decides to start advertising on European sites. It's quite annoying at times when and makes it look as if outside of America no one cares about webcomics, and it's just not true.
Lies. It's not true. No.
I actually find that the European and the like Canadian and other world ones are some of the best ones in Project Wonderful to get yourself a bargain, because you can often even put some, like you can advertise for 0 cents on Project Wonderful, and it tends to be, if you do set up a week campaign, you know, you can only bid for 2 days if you, as a maximum, if you do go for a 0-1, but you often find you end up advertising to those other areas rather than to Americans. But yeah, it's free advertising, so it works.
Yeah, Americans, who needs them?
I'd be more inclined to try and advertise towards British audiences, generally because they're people who I'm more likely to meet at conventions, and therefore more likely to buy stuff, really.
Yeah, I don't think Project Wonderful offers subcategories, you know, like between the major areas. So, you know, you could bid in Europe, but
Europe English speaking, you're likely to get
at least
half are probably going to be UK.
That's probably true, actually, yeah.
I have to say, although there are advantages, yeah, I think the worst thing that happened to Project Wonderful was when they split it into regions.
Yeah,
I don't know that. I didn't think that was such a bad thing. Why do you dislike it?
I really think it's split the community. And it now feels like the majority of attention is on American sites and American advertising, and then everyone else is left to pick up the pieces. And it, for me, it just doesn't look like we have a community anymore. We have them and the rest of us.
I think it felt like, with the American one being the large kind of you know, chunk of the, it's not like it split into four evenly split sections. It basically split into America and then three very small regions, you know,
yeah.
Which made up the rest of the world, if you like. But yeah, but weird. Actually didn't make up as much of the audience. So I kind of don't know that it really gained an awful lot by doing that. It almost would have been better if they'd split it some other way, you know, maybe not geographically. Because I'm not sure that when people are coming to, when people advertise on Project Wonderful, they are specifically thinking of geographical stuff usually. I think they're usually thinking of, you know, specific types of audience, like, say, science fiction or comedy or, you know, whichever, you know, manga style or what have you. And it might have been better to split up somehow along those lines rather than geographically, say.
Yeah, that's it for me as well. I look at it and think, well, yeah, great. I can ship internationally, so I have no problem with people from overseas getting my stuff. I display my website to everyone in the world, so I have no problem with anyone anywhere getting my stuff. So why should I now, instead of having to look at, oh, well, my comic is a political and humour comic, I'll go for positive. Oh, I have to wait for, do I want to go for Americans or Canadians or Europeans or the rest of the world?
Yeah.
If you're going to split it on region, my comic is British and deals with the British political system. It's also dealing with the British legal system. I would be better off advertising to Britain, but I can't. I've got to advertise to Britain and Spain and France and Germany, all of which have nothing to do with my comic and probably won't like or understand it.
I see.
It's a fair point, yes.
So there are points. I see. The Canada distinction is always something that I find a little strange. It could be that Ryan North is Canadian, and I know that there's a huge webcomics community in Canada, but Canada, the population of Canada isn't, like, anywhere near the scale of any of the other areas. It's quite weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Canada's... Well, I think this, like, what's the population of the UK? Like
70 million.
70 million. That's, like, twice the population of Canada.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's a little weird as a little separation there. So, yeah. Just thought I'd mention that. So, shut up there.
So,
just do a quick... I'm sure that there might be some people listening who don't actually... who aren't familiar with these terms that we're banding, such as Project Wonderful. Should we do a very, very quick overview of what the advertising options are out there?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Project Wonderful is it's basically an advertising engine, I guess, that you can plug directly into your website, and it allows you to sell the ad space on your site in the same style that you would rent it out. But instead of it being a fixed amount that you'll charge for it, it's an auction system. So whoever happens to be bidding the highest amount will bid for your ad space. So if three of us were all competing for it, then only the highest one will actually display on the site at that time. And Project Wonderful have split it into four separate regions, as we said, which allows the highest in each of those four regions to be the main one for whoever it is that's displaying it, if you like. And it's slightly different to other advertising tools such as Google AdSense, which it basically pays out on a per click basis. So if people click on the site, that's when you'll actually make some money off of it. And it's slightly different again because it works on a sort of targeting basis, and you don't actually know how much you're going to earn per click. It just depends on the sort of supply and demand of how many people are wanting to advertise those specific keywords. So, yeah, sorry, I'm not sure that even made sense to me, and I was saying it. So
Google's a bit of an interesting one. It has two payment systems. You can either advertise on a cost-per-click basis, which is the same as how Facebook works, or you can have a cost-per-thousand basis, where every 1,000 views you get paid. So it gives you a wider variety of options. In addition to Project Wonderful and Google, there are also affiliate networks such as Affiliate Network and Trade Doubler and things like that, where you can become a member of an advertising system, where you could then choose adverts or text-based click deals and things like that that you can add into your website. For example, if you go with Trade Doubler and you've got a music webcomic about music, and you also do reviews or you mention a certain track, you can put in a little link into your comic or into the blog underneath saying you can get track X off iTunes, and if anyone clicks on that, then you get a portion of the revenue. So there are a wide variety of options.
All in all, the Project Wonderful for webcomics is by far the most popular, because mostly because of it, essentially its source, yes. Being created by the guy who does dinosaur comics. It's generally populated almost exclusively by webcomics.
It's funny, isn't it? It's webcomics and people on Etsy.
That sort of...
It's basically anything that's homemade.
Yeah, that's right. I actually use another one as well. Value Click Media is who my two main ad slots are. If I'm doing an ad campaign myself, I'll do it through Project Wonderful. I tend to, if you sort of see my site, it's actually these two Value Click Media ones that you see right up at the very top, and that was mostly because I kind of didn't want the homemade-y kind of adverts to be just too prominent on the site, although I do have a couple of Project Wonderful slots on there.
I just having a look at that. I hadn't realised you weren't using Project Wonderful.
Yeah, well, you said about having four ad spaces. I've got six, would you believe, which is probably not too cool, but...
To be honest with you, I hadn't realised, so you're actually doing it all right.
Yeah, well, I sort of use them almost as a kind of way of framing the site, if you like. So I've got one big one at the top and one big leaderboard one at the side, and those two are actually the value click ones. Then underneath that, I've just got a small Project Wonderful, a small Google Ads, and then on the left-hand side, another Google Ads, and down at the bottom, a Project Wonderful. So, so they all just kind of form a circle around the outside of the screen, if you like. The reason I have the three different ones is just that sometimes of them seem to pay out better than others, and it's always worth sort of being able to kind of know which ones are doing well and which ones aren't.
Yeah.
I must admit, with the Project Wonderful, any money that I've made through Project Wonderful just gets pumped right back into advertising again, so it's a good way that I can actually promote Girls in Space without having to spend any money on it, because it's just coming in and going straight out again. Google Ads is a wee bit funny, because I think you have to get up to £60 or something before it will actually before you can actually cash that in and see, like, you know.
Yeah, it's 50. It used to be 100, but it brought it down to 50.
Ah, right. I've been with them certainly since I was doing Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark, and I'm still waiting to reach that threshold.
I've heard bad things about that, and that once you reach 100, they check and see. Then that's the point where they check and see whether you've violated any of their fairly restrictive terms of service, and then if they do, they don't pay out. This is something that I have heard, and it's, I don't know, it scares me. I wouldn't really want to go on.
Yeah, there have been some quite vigorous court cases over that, and I think the Google always loses when it comes to the courts, although they have won on appeal on a couple of times. So it's worth just shouting at them once they try that on you.
Yeah, well, it's actually going to be coming up fairly close. I'm on the borderline of getting to the point where I'm going to hit that threshold. So, although when I say on the borderline, that could still be another 6 months off, you know. But so I'll let you guys know how I get on with that anyway.
Yeah, I do.
I'm quite happy with Google AdSense myself. It's been paying my mortgage for a while now, so it's not as bad as a lot of people make out, providing you stay within the rules.
Excellent. So, have you got it on all your sites then, Zoe?
I think I do. Yes, it's definitely on How and About. It's the primary one on there, which is a how-to website. It's on my blog. It's on every site.
So when you say it's paying your mortgage, then do you have a sort of high traffic site? Is one of your sites sort of?
They're not my webcomic ones, but yeah, I'm on a few high traffic sites.
Ah, right, cool. Oh, that's good. And so it does work if you've got the traffic there.
It does, yeah. And in fact, if you've ever heard of Demand Studios, who do eHow, the guy who owns that has a boat paid for entirely by AdSense.
Oh, cool.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I think I'd save for a plane, though.
That's what I'm doing. That's, with my 40 quid or whatever I've got.
Yeah.
Do you guys have to do a lot of policing what your ads actually say? In terms of removing bad content, distracting content, and content with noise.
Do you guys want to go first?
I'll just quickly say no, I don't. I've just once or twice I've had to cancel a couple of ads because they're linked to some slightly more adult stuff than I target my website at, but in general, though, I think it's probably because I'm such low traffic that, you know, and Project Wonderful, I don't think in general is too bad for that kind of stuff. It's largely other webcomics and crafts and stuff like that, as we said. Occasionally there'll be like an adult webcomic that advertises on, and I just, you know, it's not a big deal, I just click it off.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same. I've not really had to do much policing. Occasionally, yeah, a couple of things have come in that I thought maybe I wasn't too comfortable with having them up. But that said, you know, it's not very often. The only thing that I kind of didn't really like was when I was advertising with Google Ads on Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark, and it does a kind of keyword thing, and it just kept coming up with things like sheepskin rugs and all that kind of stuff, because it was obviously looking at the word sheep and sheep dip and all that. So it was kind of pointless, so I ended up taking it off then. But that wasn't really policing so much as just it not really working. But what's been your experience then, Zoe?
Okay, well, we'll start off with the scams. I've had two pyramid schemes and a Ponzi scheme come up. They were through Project Wonderful. I've had to cancel any reference to religion on all of my websites because I got targeted by Scientology. And the other one is people that are either advertising adult webcomics with perfectly normal-looking pictures, or people are advertising normal-looking webcomics with pornographic images.
Oh, why do people do that?
I know. That
is just... Maybe it works. I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe it gets some clicks, but it's not going to get them repeat views.
It seems to me... James, on your site, both of the top two boards are animated. Does that bother you?
Does it bother you?
Well, I don't read your comments to RSS, so I don't pick it up. But I'm looking at it now. I don't know. I personally would. So that was incredibly loaded. I'll just come out of it. I don't like animated ads as a general principle. I find it a little distracting, but I don't see them my usual way of reading. So.
I don't know. I have to admit, I don't find them particularly distracting, but I could see why it would maybe get a bit annoying if you were kind of scrolling through the archive and you kept getting these little flashy faces coming up and stuff. Yeah, I've never really thought about it, to be honest. You've given me some food for thought, though.
As a viewer of websites, I have to say that animated ads don't really bother me as long as they don't make sound.
I actually had the option to switch off ones with sound, so I have done that. So they are sound free, mainly because I don't want to be surfing at work and go to my own site, and that is the key to my boss to find out that I've been sitting surfing the web. So. But yeah, that's an interesting thought. I'll definitely have to have a wee think about that.
It's gonna be loaded. Sorry, but
the way you said it was so hilarious.
It is one of the reasons I don't have adverts on my site. Is I don't really want there to be stuff on there that I haven't made. It comes all under myname.com, so it's all very much associated with me, and right. I don't like the idea of something on there being I'd have control over it in some sense, but I don't have absolute control.
And you know, like having ads on a site, I think people get, especially new webcomics, I know I did, get a little hung up on it, because they see every other webcomic website, they've got ads, like, oh, I need ads for this to work somehow, or maybe on, like, a deep psychological level, it just triggers in your mind, you know, the successful webcomics, the good webcomics have ads, maybe I should have ads. But plenty of very successful webcomics do not have ads, and they're in no way necessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they're not, like, required on your website as that final little element, you know? You don't have to have ads on there. And if you don't want to, then just don't.
Yeah. My only fear about not having them is if, there have been occasions where, sometimes, like, a Project Wonderful one will pay out something like, you know, $1 a day or something, and it sits there for, you know, a month, and then you've actually got a tidy little... a little bundle, and what if my ads were just really in demand one day, and you know I could have been missing out on I don't know, a big old box of chocolates or something because I didn't have them up.
I wish that happened in life.
Okay, can we just move on with another question? Because one thing I've got to ask, I'm seeing it an awful lot at the moment where the adverts that are turning up on my website are just a picture of a face of a character in a comic. And it tells me nothing about the comic. Do you guys ever click on those?
Yes.
Well, yeah, sometimes it's the curiosity will make you click more than anything else.
Really? Because I don't. I've never clicked on a picture of someone staring at me.
I suppose it depends who it is.
Okay, yeah, I suppose so.
I have, though. I've just clicked on those, you know, like, oblique arty ads. Because if they look good, I don't know, there's, like, especially if, you know, you're on another webcomic site, you see that's Project Wonderful ad, something in your mind, you just know that it's probably another webcomic.
Yeah.
It's got kind of, like, lovely art there. I would click on that.
Fair enough. It must just be me in the minority then, because I don't like those adverts. It tells me nothing about the comic.
Yeah. Sometimes you see as well, the people do the old bait and switch kind of thing, where they've got, you know, a very nice advert, and they've obviously spent hours and hours on this thing, and then you click on it, and their comic is, you know, not to the same standard as the advert. Or even like having a colour advert and then it's a black and white comic, for example. You know, so sometimes, you know, it's do you really want your first, like, someone clicking on it, their first impression to be disappointment that it doesn't marry up to what you've been actually advertising?
Yeah, I have to say I was a bit worried about that at the moment, because I've just had a campaign finish for All Over the House, and for the past week my comic has been black and white because it's just been my sketches. And I was worried about that because the adverts are in colour. But there's not much I could do about that. But so I do understand that sometimes it's just a case they can't help it. But
yeah,
when the entire comic is in black and white and then you've advertised in an advert that looks like it's painted by an old master, then yeah, I can understand the disappointment effect. And you've got to wonder why, because obviously they can do artwork of that standard, they just aren't.
Yeah. I actually, when I had Dr. Sheep in the artwork, I did this one ad campaign where I found this, I got this, what do you call it, like stock image of this wholesome looking but quite attractive young lady, and I had sort of thought bubbles, and she was thinking about Dr. Sheep and the aardvark, and then people came to the site and I got loads of comments from people saying, yeah, it's all very good, but where's the girl?
I like that. I'm going to try that.
So unfortunately, yeah, I probably disappointed a lot of people and they probably didn't stick around, but oh well, it was fun.
It's like those Effany adverts. Has anyone clicked on those?
No, I don't think so.
It's like X, Y, and Z, my lord, and it's this books and wench. And if you click on it, it's an advert for Civilization, the web-based computer game.
I think that's just one where it was just a pair of breasts.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wonderful. The final statement about this podcast is about breasts. Oh, great. Do you want to finish that thought, Luke?
I'll let it stay there. That's right.
The sound effect finished it for you.
That's how
it is. Well, with that sound effect, is there anything anyone else wants to add before we wrap things up?
My only thought would be try and make the advert actually say something about your comic.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, you want to convey as much as you can with that short burst you've got to convince someone to come to it.
Yeah.
I guess I just like to say, you know, ads aren't good or bad, despite how many people will fall on either side of that argument. So, you know, think about what works for you and for your site and go with it.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Cool. All right. Well, it's this is why I shouldn't be the compere for these things because I can never wrap these things up sort of cleanly. So in that case, I will just say thank you very much to everyone for participating today, and we'll thank you everyone.
You're welcome.
I've lost. I really should have like a, I don't know, a pint of vodka here or something. thanks to Zoe Robinson at various websites, including ZoeRobinson.com. Thanks to Luke Searle at LukeSearle.com. Thanks to Luke Healy at SwanieNook.com, and thanks to me at girlsinspace.co.uk. Thanks,
everyone. I think one worth to mention, if you want to tell us what we should discuss future, comment on anything we've said, or generally just be in touch, send us an email at, what's our email address?
Mailbag at webcomics.co.
And then various other ways you can get in contact with us as well if you're not a fan of that particular email address. But yes, get in contact with us. And yeah, it was good to talk to you today out there in the podcast world.
Very, I agree. It's charming. Excellent listener.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Webcomics Company podcast. See you in 2 weeks' time.
You and I making books, and Luke will be cartooning full time, and James will have a baby. We'll all be.
I'll just be up to my neck in dirty nappies.
Well, I could just see it now. We all turn up at one convention late in the year, and none of us has got any hair. We've got bags under our eyes, down around toenails.
covered in like bruises and cuts and stuff, just like, what happened? What, how did it come to this?
And Marie's just like, I've got a page done.
Yeah, and then we all head to the bar, and afterward we all just decide, you know what, this is great, let's do it again next year. I can see it now.